Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ramadan edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Auntie Hawa Surti and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim, and we're delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, it's already the 23rd of Ramadan, corresponding to the 6th of May, and Royal Ramadan is already passing by us so quickly. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hawa. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, all well, and I hope to hear the same from all the lovely people out there.
Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija. How are you keeping?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am also, alhamdulillah, well, and I hope all the listeners are well and all remembering us in your people's duas.
See, ameen, ameen. Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. Well, in today's program, after our guest interview, we will be opening the lines for any of your Eid, cooking, baking questions or concerns. You can dial us, not now, that's only at about 10:30. We will give you the number. In the meantime, you can also WhatsApp us your questions or concerns regarding your Eid, cooking or baking. The WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. And also, well, our special guest today is Sister Zakia Vahid, and it's becoming a household name for many, and she shares her cooking recipes and tips when she can. Being a food lover has opened her up to discovering her love around the spices and ingredients found in her kitchen. And today we take this time to get to know her better. And you can actually follow Sister Zakia on Instagram at Yummylicious Recipes. That's Yummylicious, YUMMILICIOUS. Underscore recipes. So let's welcome Zakia to the airways of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum, Zakia. How are you?
Walaikum salam. Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, and you, Zakia? And I'm joined by my two lovely girls, Auntie Khadija and Auntie Hawa as well.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you, Auntie Khadija and Auntie Hawa?
Alhamdulillah.
Well, Zakia, looking at your page, you have certainly created the best ideas for what to cook daily. Some of the meals and baking are simple, easy, everyday recipes. How do you decide what to post, and how do you plan what recipe to post and what not to post?
Actually, everything just comes together from my group, Yummylicious. The amazing ladies post their food pictures and recipes with that, and from there I post the pictures on Instagram and Facebook. So obviously the first thing that you would look at is how good the picture looks, because that's what you're going to post on Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at the recipe behind it. Okay. And the simplicity of the recipe.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
yes, certainly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it's actually just sharing recipes, the ladies that share the recipes on the group, and from there I post the pictures and the recipes.
Okay, yes. And you've got your own WhatsApp recipe group as well. And I think you're the admin for that. And you, like you said, you know, you go and you see how they actually plan the recipes behind it, the picture as well, in it, and then you post it in the group. So a good idea for that also, Zakia. Now, it's the last stage of Ramadan and suhoor is becoming a challenge. What are some of the suhoor ideas you can share with us?
My simplest idea would have to be taking 7 medjool dates,
mm-hmm.
chop it up and cover it with milk. Then you leave it overnight in the fridge just for the dates to soften and to soak up the milk. And at suhoor, you microwave it for about a minute or so. And you eat it just like that.
Oh, okay, lovely. You know, I feel that suhoor is not a challenge, but you know, you have your set suhoor, you have your set cereal, your tea, whatever. But I think the iftar is becoming a bit of a challenge because you're already tired of the savouries, you know?
Very tired. I was tired already in the first week.
You run out of ideas what to make, you know?
That's true.
Yes. Now, many ladies are busy baking or will start baking soon. What would be the go-to biscuit or cake that was only present for eat in your home while growing up?
Oh, that will have to be the date and nut cake.
Oh, yes. certainly, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's a batter cake made of dates and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very moist texture,
mm-hmm,
and covered with a lovely butterscotch topping.
And the aroma when you're baking that cake is just
it's
too
delicious.
Nice. It's too nice, yes.
It really is.
Okay. Now, many of the ladies will be tasked with taking sweet treats for eat lunch or supper. What is the best to make that is easy, cost-effective, as well as great to cart around? And I think you're going to be sharing with us the Oreo mousse recipe. So please go ahead and share with us that recipe as well.
Okay. So whenever I'm invited for eat functions and that, I always, most of the time, dessert. So my go-to dessert would be Oreo mousse, because it's light, it's airy, juicy, and it has the crunch of the Oreo biscuit. And it's also my son's favorite dessert.
Okay.
So I usually just take a dessert when I am invited for the functions.
Okay.
The recipe is very simple, and that's the other reason why it's quick and easy to make up. So you need a pack and a half of Oreos,
mm-hmm,
a tin of caramel treats, 1 cup of fresh cream, and 1.5 tablespoon cocoa powder. I also add a drop of vanilla essence in there.
Okay.
Then you would crush your Oreos, and the half a packet you would leave for decorating.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the caramel treat and whipped the fresh cream and fold it in together,
mm-hmm,
with the cocoa powder, and then layer the creamy mixture with the Oreo biscuits and decorate with extra Oreos. Okay. So it's very quick and easy to make.
Very quick, easy, very tasty, and very simple. Ideal for eat. And your pic is on the recipe as well. And you've got a lovely picture there as well. And you can make it up into your small dainty bowls as well.
Yes, you can do individual servings or one big dessert bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I prefer individual servings. It's easier to carry around and easier to eat from.
And there's no wastage as well, yes?
There's no wastage, exactly.
Absolutely. And finally, Zakia, what is the one food item you have to eat on eat day? In other words, it's not eat until you haven't eaten that.
Oh, you can forget the biryani, because it isn't Eid until the Eid milk is on early in the morning.
Correct, yes. So true. Yeah. Whether it's Eid, Ramzan Eid, or even Bakri Eid for that matter,
yes,
the Eid milk has to be there as well.
It has to be.
Never mind the biryani.
It's on early in the morning. Before Fajr and ready for breakfast.
Yes, and Zakia, just please mention to the listeners your Instagram account name, please.
Okay, it's Yummylicious _ recipes.
Okay, now your Yummylicious actually spelled Yummylicious. It's not a yummy.
Yeah.
Where you end it in a Y.
Uh-uh.
_ recipes,
no.
Okay?
Yeah.
Listeners can go on to Instagram and find your Instagram page on the Yummylicious _ recipes. Zakia, jazakallah khair for joining us on today's program. May you have a lovely Eid.
So
and do remember us in your du'as the last few days of Ramadan.
You too. Jazakallah so much.
You are awesome, Zakia. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Well, it was Sister Zakia Vahid, and you can follow her on Instagram at Yummylicious Recipes. Okay, let's go for a short break now. When we come back, I'm going to ask my engineer to open the lines. It's 011-854-1548. We're taking all your Eid cooking, baking questions or concerns. Even if you want to come on air and share some hints and tips on your biryani, your roast, your prawns, anything to do with baking, anything to do with cooking or baking, we'd love to hear from you. Keep it short and simple. And you can also WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, today we actually have an open line discussion for all your Eid cooking, baking questions or concerns. You can call in 011-854-1548. My engineer is waiting to take your questions or concerns. Please keep it short and simple, and then you can listen on air, or you can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. Well, we've got lots of messages coming through here, Auntie Kareja, Auntie Hava. This one says, I would like to know if Arabic dough can be made, then frozen to use at a later date.
There is no way.
Yes. Yes, it can.
It can.
It can. Yeah.
All right. Okay, another one says, I intend making chicken fillets for each supper. If I cook it the day before, will it stay soft and juicy? And also, how should I warm it up? Put butter, water, etc.
No.
No,
you can marinate it and then put it up.
It won't even take long to cook.
It takes 15 to 20 minutes
so
to cook.
It's so easy and so quick to put it up.
Very,
really.
Very quickly. Mm. Okay, that's one says. Okay, another one says, Salams, I made naan katai from your recipe book, but unfortunately it became very flat when baked. Can you tell me where I went wrong? I added 1 teaspoon baking powder and a pinch of bicarb. Well, we didn't do a recipe book yet. And I know what the sister is talking about. There is a recipe WhatsApp, a Radio Islam recipe book WhatsApp on PDF is going around. It started from 1st of Ramadan already, even before that. So that is not our Radio Islam recipe book. So I don't know where that's from. But anyway,
her problem with her naan katai, because she said it's going flat, probably she didn't put enough flour in there also.
Correct.
It's also one of the causes for the naan katai not to come up nicely.
Okay.
And the beating, I think, is the very important.
That ghee and sugar has to be beaten and white.
So we start assisting her with that query as well. Then she says, the dough was soft and firm. This is my first flaw from all your recipes. Okay. I must say, Auntie Kareja gives excellent recipes, very tasty and always come out nice.
Shukran, alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah for that, sister. Okay, so you can see where the recipe is coming from. I needed to clear that, okay. Okay, the page for these, our guest is Zakia Bayad. It's Yummylicious. It's YUMMILICIOUS underscore recipes. So you can follow her Instagram that. Okay, let's now go to, I think many people will still be making biryani. There's no biryani. It will out biryani.
Biryani,
okay?
Exactly. Jay.
So how long do you steam chicken and mutton biryani?
Okay, normally when you're making chicken, chicken cooks very quickly. So it takes about maybe just about an hour to cook, and it cooks perfectly fine.
Mm.
Now with mutton, normally you marinate it the night before. Mm. So the longer you marinate it, the nicer it comes out, and it doesn't take so long to steam either. Okay, probably you give it maybe 1.5 hours to steam.
Okay.
And then you will also, you know, when you put the dip the spoon into the rice to check. And if it's caught a little bit at the bottom of the pot, it means it's ready. Mm-hmm. And you can hear.
Yes.
You can hear the sizzle kind of sound it will make. You can hear the sizzle.
Is it better to steam it on top of the stove or in the oven?
Okay. I do it on the stove.
On the stove it's fine, or even in the oven. But you see, before you put it in the oven, you have to give it that first steam on the stove.
On high,
and let it give a nice good steam, and then you put it in the oven.
You'll be able to actually hear.
Yes. You will be able
cooking.
And you can actually see the steam coming out.
Yes.
Then you know that it's ready to go into the oven, and you put it and you forget about it.
I think it's a smaller pot can go in the oven. It's a bigger pot, it's on a stove.
It's on the stove.
Even
yes.
A smaller pot can go on, it's left to you, you know. All right. When marinating biryani, is it better to use yogurt or sour milk?
Either one of them.
Both of them will work the same.
Yes.
It's got the same kind of souring agent.
The only thing is the yogurt is a bit more creamier than the sour milk.
Yeah. Okay. Another question coming through. This one says, thanks for a great informative program. Please tell me the easiest way to remove the veins from the chicken drumstick when I'm washing it. I always end up with blood oozing from the top when I'm cooking.
That's a bit of a difficult one.
Yes. Maybe soaking it up in a bit of vinegar, no?
No, it won't. You have to pull the vein out.
You have to pull the vein out.
You have to pull the vein out, or else you're not going to have a problem solved.
Okay. Another question. I'm making crumb chops. Do I have to cook it first or just crumb it and fry straight away?
Oh,
I've got the thin chops, please. Yeah.
Definitely.
You have to cook it first. You have to steam it, actually.
In fact, marinate it, like how you're marinating chops. Give it a bit of a cook.
And then you...
Egg and crumb it
and that
fry
can be done 1 or 2 days beforehand.
It can be done. And you put it in the, and you just warm it up nicely in the oven.
Put it in the fridge.
No.
The crumbing and the
thing. The crumbing, okay, yeah.
Afterwards. Right. Okay. The day you're going to use it.
Okay. Do you layer... when do you add the ghee and oil to your biryani? Okay, now a listener wants to know, when do you add your ghee and oil to your biryani when you're layering it?
Okay, I normally, when I make the biryani, I first warm my ghee and oil at the bottom. So once it's nice and hot, then you add your rice, then your masoor and your chicken and all that. And then if you feel your ghee is a bit less, when your biryani is steamed, then you just make a bit of more ghee hot and you pour it over after it's steamed. That's one of the tips.
I've been doing a bit of a different way again. Like how you say, Ankarija, you warm your ghee and your oil at the bottom of the pot. And then I take potato. I peel a potato and slice the potato.
Even that works wonders. Mm-hmm. Especially if you like the potatoes getting crispy. Oh, it's so nice. Because the potatoes get crispy, your rice don't get, it don't touch. Your meat gets nicely cooked and you get those lovely crispy potatoes under.
It's so tasty.
It's very tasty.
Then I put my chicken or mutton. Mm-hmm. And over that, I drizzle a bit of oil ghee mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put my masoor again. I drizzle a bit of oil ghee mixture.
Okay.
Then your rice. Again, on the top, you drizzle a bit of oil. So as you're setting your biryani, you're adding your ghee and your oil. Not too much, a little bit.
Like a sprinkle.
So nice.
Yeah.
And then even, I know, I even put a little bit of the oil and ghee in your marinade also.
Yes.
So it's
good
not
idea.
Dry. Mm-hmm. Yes. It
good
stays
idea.
Nice and moist.
Okay. Here's another question. After a frozen chicken has been defrosted in the fridge, how long is it good? Atiyava.
Or at least 1 or 2 days. But it must be used up within 1 or 2 days.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your roast meat is too tough. What do you do then? Your beef roast, it's still too tough.
You know, when you do the beef roast, you've got to go very, very slow and very, very low heat. Take something like 3 to 4 hours, depending on the quantity of the meat. It may be 2 kgs, 3 kgs.
Uh-huh.
You've got to...
And you have to cook it on low.
You have to cook it on very low.
Yes.
Very low.
Okay.
The best way to do a roast beef is to do it in the oven. But cover it with foil.
So
if you have one of those cookware pots, you know, those black ones?
Yes.
Those heavy black ones.
Mm-hmm.
It will be good to do a roast in there, a pot roast.
You know what you can also do is you can, if you have a pressure cooker, put it right in the pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
On a normal pot, your normal pot.
Mm.
Cook it for about half an hour,
45 minutes.
Then you put it on slow in the oven, but you need to keep turning it.
Mm.
Make sure there's enough salt. Also, tenderizing tips, Santiava,
Antikarecha. You can use sugar, and you can use zeal.
Zeal.
And
what about the bicarb one?
Yeah, the bicarb one, but then mix the bicarb with a little bit of water and rub it over the meat, right? And then you wash it off before you cook it. And the other one, the club soda water.
Oh, yes.
But that you will need a large quantity of soda water,
mm-hmm.
depending again on the size of the meat.
Okay.
Adeva, isn't there one tip that you use green pawpaw also? It also tenderizes...
Yeah, it's got pepin, the enzyme called pepin.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you can not marinate, but put that into your marination because it won't affect the taste in any way.
Okay. Store-bought or homemade fried onions, your opinion on that, Antikarecha, Antihava? I know what's going to come from the homemade.
Homemade.
Yes.
Homemade is always the best.
You see, when they make the store-bought one, they put the onion out in the sun to dry out the water, with the result that the deliciousness and the taste of the onion disappears. So what you are really using is Maybe just a fiber of the onion. So when you do it at home, you know you are getting
proper
the good
onions,
stuff.
Yes.
And your biryani will taste so nice.
It much nicer.
But
much
you do
nicer.
Get a store-bought one that's very nice. There are certain ones that are very nice.
No, you get people that you. Are selling fried onions proper and they do it properly, you know.
Proper ones.
Very,
yeah,
very nice.
A home industry.
But sometimes when you open that packet, it mustn't have a very bad smell.
Yes.
Mm. You know,
you have to
but
be careful,
some of them are
yes.
very, very nice, you know. Oh. And, okay, we've got a question here. This one says, can potato be made in an air fryer in Java?
Yes, it can.
Can be made?
Yeah, you got to drizzle it with a little bit of oil. Or you can, I don't advise spray and cook. You've got to have oil.
Yes, okay. Auntie Gretchen, now I think this one's for you with the biscuits. Can I add a bit of oil in my chocolate for... You're baking chocolate.
Yes. If it's a bit thick, you can add the oil. Nothing happens to it, Jane.
Okay. Pasting sauce for roasts, you know. Any ideas on how to make up a nice pasting sauce for roasts?
Look, the sauce will eventually come in the pan when the meat is, like, cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to add a certain amount of water. You can't cook it in the marinade only.
Okay.
So the sauce will develop while the meat is cooking. So that should be your basting sauce.
Okay. Okay, let's go for a break. When we come back, we're going to be still taking your calls. Our lines are open, 011-854-1548. For any of the listeners who wants to come on air and perhaps ask a question on your eat, cooking, baking, you can also WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. I think the aunties don't want to come on air. I think they prefer to WhatsApp. But not a problem. We'll still answer your question as well. So let's go for a short break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We'll be taking all your eat, cooking, baking questions or concerns. You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. I think all the aunties are busy baking. No. Or they're making chevro or mitai or something. Nevertheless, we'll continue. I want to make about 3 kilos prawns for each supper. When do I clean and how long can I keep it in the fridge? Jazakallah, Sister Rukaya Rawat.
Up to 2 days you can keep it in the fridge.
You must remember it's cold now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's cold, so... It should last long. Even after 3 days, nothing will happen. But she mustn't clean it and freeze it. She must keep
it. Leave it in the fridge.
In the coldest part of her fridge.
Okay. What sides go well with grilled prawns?
What salads?
Sides.
A nice salad.
With chips.
Some chips. Some flat bread.
Garlic bread.
Flat bread or garlic bread, yeah, that'll be nice.
That goes nice with grilled prawns. Okay.
Actually, she should take her prawns and make a nice seafood paella.
It's lovely.
It's a nice total difference from the normal biryani.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the recipe in the Indian Delight is excellent.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That'll be all.
This one says, allowance for nice crispy onion, sprinkle maizena, then fry. Your oil also stay clean.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was just thinking about the oil part of it.
Oh, the oil part. Actually, Ramadan.
Oh, that oil part.
That oil story. All right. This one says, okay. Let's go back to another one. I'm making almond rocker. It didn't set. It was like toffee, so I put it back in the pot. Now will it come out right?
That's a difficult one. She's making a type of a fudge. It's
fudge. Yeah.
You see, when she's making, I think with almond rocker, you've got to make a kind of a syrup, right?
Yes.
She must test the sugar syrup in cold water. If it's going to be softish still, that means it's still going to be like a toffee. And if she puts it into, she can put it into ice cold water, it forms a hard rock. Then that mixture is ready.
Mm.
It's butter and sugar. Oh, I've made it a couple of times. I can't remember the proportions. But it's butter and sugar, and she's got to stir it very, very well.
And on a low heat, isn't it, Auntie Ava?
On a low heat?
Yeah, not very, like a medium low heat, yeah.
Mm.
But she's got to test that mixture.
It's an art
in
of making.
And you actually need that a thermometer for it, isn't it?
Yeah, if you don't have a thermometer, which most of us don't have, the best thing is to use ice cold water.
Okay.
And you need to in your hands.
Because to stir it,
Yeah, no, you've got to stir it very, very well to break the sugar granules.
carefully. You cannot take your eye off that.
No.
When you're making that.
You've got to leave
the phone. Out of making that.
Leave the phone calls, leave answering
the
door.
WhatsApp,
yeah,
leaves everything
alone. Yeah. Just concentrate on that.
Okay. There's a question for you, Auntie Karija. I made coffee biscuits. The dough is very crummy. Please help. I don't know if I put too much flour. What can I do to make the dough?
Definitely
right.
The flour is too much. You can add a bit of butter in there just to soften it, but
to
just very little
again,
bit.
Yeah.
Oil won't work.
Even oil will work, right. But very little bit.
Okay. Can I marinate biryani of 6 chickens from this week? Freeze, thaw next, and thaw next week.
Nope. No.
I can just see it. I think
no.
I
know.
Yes?
Oh, no.
Try to do it the day before.
Yes.
I know it is a lot of work. You want to make all the nice things, you know.
Yes.
So.
But you have to prep and work with the system, and you'll see everything will fall in its place.
Yeah, and try not to make like too many things.
Exactly.
You know, keep it simple.
You can't eat them when
you're
fasting the whole month. Your
body goes into shock.
You know?
I'll just make a little bit, enjoy, and then maybe make the next week you can make something nice.
Something different.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
This one says, can I freeze my mini cakes with the icing on it and take out the night before eat?
Yes, you can.
Nothing happens to it.
You can even freeze a fresh cream cake with the fresh cream and everything and take it out the night before and thaw it in the fridge. Then take it out the next day and leave it on your counter so it comes up to room temperature.
Okay, here's another nice question. How long in advance can parfait be kept refrigerated?
For very long.
Very long.
Parfait freezes so nicely.
It freezes very well.
Really very nicely.
It can stay up to six months, even
all
a year.
All the mitais freezes very nicely. Your maggot, your coconut ice, your larva, everything you can make it before the time,
very nice
it freezes
nice. Okay, what is biryani dal? Okay. Biryani dal is masoor.
The masoor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay. Biryani dal is actually masoor. But it's the only dal you're going to put into
your... Yes.
And you get different types of masoor as
you
well.
Get the big
you
one.
You get a very big masoor.
Big one, yeah.
Normally the Durban people use the big masoor always.
Yes.
And here we use that small masoor.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, the big one they say is the health masoor.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So. But I think when boiling masoor, there you need to be a bit of... I know you boil it with a bit of salt, a little bit of arad.
Yes.
Some people put a bit of bicarb in there.
Okay. But it cooks quickly.
Makes it a little blackish.
Yeah. But it cooks very quickly and it's quite nice.
And she can make a big quantity and freeze the rest of it. She doesn't have to use all of it.
Yeah. This one says, Jazakallah for a lovely program. I mean, I make parfait every year and usually let it set before molding it. This year someone told me they pour it straight in the mold before it sets and freeze it. I found that the texture isn't right, once defrosted. It's still very sticky and soft. Can I thaw it, let it set, and then remold it?
Yes, you can. Why not?
I've never made mitai. Inshallah, I need to try that out now. Okay. You know, we're talking about like the Durban type of masoor and that.
Yes.
So, you know, I want to talk a bit about the chevro. You know, you get different types of chevro.
Yes.
You get the Bombay mix, you get the Joburg style. Now, the Joburg style...
And you get the health one.
The health one, you get the Durban style, you get the health chevro, the millionaire's chevro, the per chevro. And I think the health, the millionaire's, the per chevro all come from Joburg. Britain, the Joburg sisters invented that. If I'm not mistaken, now the Bombay mix, you get all the type of, you know, you get, they actually make it of certain types of dals.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, that, yeah. You
then
don't
you get the Gujarati style as well. Then you get like a potato chevro. Mm. Then the Joburg style you get with proper hay or katia, your potatoes,
the
work.
The cornflakes, all that, yes.
And the almonds or the peanuts.
Yes. Then you get the Kenyan style. It's sweet and spicy.
Uh-huh.
It's a blend of deep fried potato crisps, beaten rice, fried beans, lentils, nuts, and some basic spices.
Okay. That sounds yummy.
Mm-hmm. And then, you can look at the health chevro.
The health chevro, also you use all the...
It's mainly made with cereals.
With cereals.
And all types
of nuts in
there. And then the millionaire's a bit of a sweeter one.
The millionaire's one is an expensive one because it's all... It's all those jellies and the nuts and things like that.
Okay. Then the per chevro.
The per chevro, that's also very nice. It's also a normal per.
And some almonds.
Some different types of nuts and seeds also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This one says, please explain what is zeal used for and how and when to use it, Jazakallah.
Okay, Zeal is a tenderizing agent made by Robertson. And all you've got to do is sprinkle it on your meat. Or you can even put it in your marinade. You can use it as a spice. And it tenderizes the meat. But you've got to allow, you've got to allow the meat to stand for a time. You just can't use it and put it and start cooking it immediately. You've got to allow it to work.
Okay. Then also, please explain what Sister Amara mentioned about placing the potatoes in the bottom of the biryani pot. Okay. You've got your biryani pot now. So you take a potato. It depends what size
pot you're using.
Mm-hmm. And then you peel your potatoes and cut. I will cut the size of aloo fry, but cut it thick.
Thick-ish.
And then you place it at the bottom of your pot. You layer it.
But then you have to oil the. You have to put the potoki and oil under.
Some people put foil. Some people put like a liner.
Yes.
Or whatever. Some people sprinkle their rice about as well. How do I avoid my soju from turning lumpy? Keep stirring, sister.
You have to keep stirring. You need a lot of muscles to do
to do that.
A wooden
also.
Spoon.
A wooden spoon. A nice spoon works very nice. Yes.
Okay. All right.
With the biryani, sorry, I'm asking a question. With the biryani, when you put the potatoes down, do you put the meat in raw?
Gee,
Is a kacha?
Yes.
Raw?
Yes.
It that way? Oh, okay.
Then some people make it the other way biryani. They actually cook their meat halfway.
And then do that.
Comes out nice.
Yeah, I do that.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That's why I'm asking you. With the potato, do you make it with the raw meat, the kacha?
It is raw meat.
Yes. And it's so tasty. That potato at the bottom. Mm. It's very tasty.
Mm. It becomes crispy.
Let me try
that
out.
How will I know the syrup for burfi is ready before throwing the clam mixture in?
Wait now, let's go back to the burfi start. When the syrup is ready, it's going to be slightly thickish, and when you drop it from the spoon, it should form like a V.
Okay. Okay.
You know?
Yes.
Because that means it is gone slightly thickish.
Thickish.
Okay. Yeah. It's actually making the syrup is to dissolve the sugar properly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're making like a medium syrup. So when you drop it from the spoon, it must not form a hard ball in water. It must form a soft ball.
Again, Antiava, you can't put it on a very high heat.
No, also very low heat. Things that we make for Eid, unfortunately,
slowly.
It's low and slow.
The tastiest thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Low and slow.
Low and slow is the whole art of making
things.
It takes time to make
everything. Takes time.
Okay, this last question I'm taking for today before we wrap up today's program. Can I make Ferrero cupcakes one day in advance and carry in a cooler bag to the car to Pietermaritzburg? With decoration, etc.? If so, how should I pack it? I want to make it on Tuesday and decorate on Wednesday. Might be going on Wednesday or Thursday. Please assist.
I think she can do that.
It's cold.
It is cold.
You should pack it properly.
And
you need to get those containers where you put your cupcakes in.
Yes.
You can carry it in
It works
you can
very
it
nicely.
In that, yeah.
Carry it in that. And just leave it in a nice... It mustn't tumble. A bag mustn't go on top of it or the container mustn't tumble.
Be careful how
just
you pick
careful.
It.
Okay, that's where we have to end today's lovely program. Very informative. I'm sure the listeners have learned so much. I learned so much. Well, inshallah, well, let's see now. We're not sure if it will be on Thursday or Friday. If it is on Thursday, then we'd like to wish you all a lovely Eid Mubarak. May you enjoy the day of Eid as well with your family as well. And remember us in your du'as the last few days of Ramadan. And Khadija, your message, and Jahaba, your message to the listeners.
Oops. You start.
You're elder than me.
Okay. My message to the listeners out there is say thank you for listening to us every week. And I hope we don't keep you away from any important work. Otherwise, you can record our programs and listen to it afterwards. And I hope, inshallah, you enjoy and have a lovely Eid with all Allah's blessings.
Amen. Atikarija?
Jazakallah for everybody and all the listeners. Hope you all have an awesome Eid.
Yes, certainly.
And remember us in your
duas. Well, jazakallah to our producer, Mumtaz, for all the lovely guests, doing all the hard work. Atikarija, Antihava, you have a lovely Eid. Jazakallah for all ways, you know, being such a, like my mother's in the kitchen, yes, okay. You like
pleasure.
My mother's for me, yes, as well. And jazakallah to all the listeners. Sorry we couldn't take all the WhatsApp messages as well. And may you all have a lovely Eid and do remember us near to us. To our engineer, jazakallah as well. And to all my colleagues at Radio Islam, jazakallah khair. May you all have a lovely Eid from me, Amara. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.